This is ALD's Team Talk, brought to you by 4th Grade ALD, Room A4. We will be presenting a reader's theater entitled Playing with Your Health. Let's get started by welcoming our narrator.
Welcome to another edition of ALD's Team Talk. Our premier podcast, Move Your Muscles, required a lot of teamwork, but we hope you learn there are consequences if you do not maintain your muscles. This team talk will focus on the positive and negative effects of playing video games. Let's welcome back podcast team ALD and the McDowell Mighty Monarchs.
Good afternoon, McDowell Mighty Monarchs.
We are happy to meet with your team to discuss various ways playing video games may affect your health and development.
Thanks so much, Team ALD. Welcome back to our McDowell campus.
Let's get started by saying many young people like to play video games, but some people say that playing video games has the potential to be harmful. We are interested in hearing your opinions on this topic.
It is indeed an important topic for students to debate. One argument various health care providers use to discourage students from too much screen time is, people were not made to sit around all the time. To be healthy, people need to be active and exercise.
When we play video games, we are usually sitting. Our bodies are not in motion. There may not be much movement focusing on various sport activities such as playing soccer, basketball, or baseball. Maybe a healthier choice for students.
Yes, the McDowell Mighty Monarchs are aware of that. There are many sources confirming the importance of being active and maintaining a healthy body for a successful future. But in addition, there is also information available to us about the importance of relaxing. Playing video games may help students to rest, relax, and unwind.
Our ALD team will definitely agree. One way students can relax and unwind is to spend a little time on their own developing creative ways to solve puzzles or using their imaginations while playing a favorite video game. In our opinion, another way students can be using their imaginations by reading instead of playing video games.
Yes, spending time reading can help develop both your mind and strengthen your imagination. Reading helps make people smarter. According to Dr. Seuss, the more that you read, the more that things that you'll know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go.
Another point to consider is playing video games takes time away from making friendships. According to the article, Playing with Your Health, making friends makes people happier and healthier. Students who play video games by themselves lose the chance to develop various friendships.
I definitely agree with that. According to many of our classmates, students are happy when it is recess, glad to spend time with their friends walking and playing. Real life can be more fun than playing video games.
We can also look at the argument from a different perspective. Many video games have been created to be played with a friend. There are times when friends can play video games together, solving problems and developing strategies that will be useful for learning. There are even various video games that you can play with your friends that get your body up and moving, such as Just Dance and Wii Sports.
According to many students, constantly playing video games strains your eyes and makes their eyes red. That certainly sounds like a negative consequence of too much screen time. Your body is telling you to close that screen and do something else.
It is necessary for students to make choices that will keep them healthy. Let's clarify for all our listeners.
It is important to develop friendship.
It is important to focus on schoolwork.
It is important for students to be active.
It is also important for students to have fun, relax, and unwind.
It is necessary for students to spend some time learning and using technology as they become global citizens.
Based on today's team talk, it definitely sounds like students need some moderation in their lives to be healthy. From my perspective, we are all capable of making choices that support a healthy lifestyle.
Thank you, Team ALD and the McDowell Mighty Monarchs, for presenting information regarding video games and our health in different perspectives. We all have our own opinions regarding playing video games, but I think we can all agree to be healthy.
Moderation is the key!